Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast for February 29th, 2024. I am your host, Daryl Perry, and this is the very empowering topic of you are the architect of your own life. So yesterday I talked to you about the whole concept and the importance behind embracing who you are as you are. That is taking everything that has happened in your life, looking at it right now, you're standing in the center. I love that I do the video podcast because when I do these visual analogies, you now know what I'm talking about. You are standing right in the center of something. To your left, you have everything that has happened in the past. You've learned a lot from this. There's a lot of stuff that's helped you. There's a lot of stuff that hasn't helped you. There's a lot of stuff that's kind of in between and mixed. But this is part of this is the majority of your toolkit that's actually going to get you through life, okay? All these lessons, all these experiences, this is what's made you who you are today. And embracing that person, because it's you, is so helpful in keeping you grounded. Embrace who you are right now and everything that's gotten you here. Take ownership of your life. Yes, people make choices and do things against you, have done things against you that have been detrimental. It's going to happen again. But when you, the net of everything, you look at the overarching idea and you say that your life is within your control, that's what we're talking about today. You are the architect of your life. Now, I would look at all that stuff that's happened in the past. That's experience for you. You don't need to look at that and relive that stuff over and over. And again, when we talk about these as concepts, very straightforward. In order for you to actually stop reliving the past, if that's something that you deal a lot with, you're going to want to work with a therapist. You're going to want to find somebody that you have a good, solid working relationship with that can help you dig through this stuff, disarm you and call you out on things when you need to be called out on, but ultimately help you get to a place where you can take ownership. But this is the thing, like moving forward, you take ownership of your life, it's up to you. Things go your way, awesome job. Look, my work's paying off. Things don't go your way, let me see how I can fix this. Without internalizing it to the point of where it gets you spinning your wheels and reliving the past. In this case, thing that you went after, you're like, this is in my control. But for whatever reason, didn't go the way that you wanted it to do, take the information out of that you need to take out of it, learn from it, but don't get to the point where you're just spending and continuing to play it. Like, you decide this. And when we talk about the labels that people have put on you, including the labels that you put on yourself, if it's not working for you, you don't have to continue to live that way. Now, in order for you to figure out that things are not working for you, a lot of times, like, it's going to take time for you to really figure that out. You're going to have to spill it out for yourself. But I think this goes a long way. I think realizing that from this point forward, everything that's happened in the past, you can learn from. You can pull lessons from. You can, you know, have memories that you go back to, positive ones, right? Pull the good things out from things that may not have been as good. Yeah, go back there every so often. Enjoy it. Look back at the lessons that you needed to learn. Learn them. Maybe the lessons that you haven't put into practice yet but need to learn. Revisit the stuff. Do that. But don't stay there. Because the life that you have right now, you built that. Right? No matter what else anybody else said or anything else, you chose to go along with it. Again, there's going to be things that you need to work through. It's going to be bigger than just you doing it by yourself. I totally understand. But what I want you to see is that you have the power to do this. It's up to you to build it, and you can do it. How do you do it? On general terms, I think you have to stay connected with who you are. You know, you work through the stuff with your therapist. You do the work in between therapy sessions. For me, that was a lot of journaling when I was seeing my therapist regularly. you know, but you really get to connect with who you are. And you stay connected with who you are. And you look at the landscape and you look at, like, of the stuff in your life that's your fault. If you really want to change it, like, what can you do to change it? And are you ready to change? You're the architect. We're each the architect of our life. Such a powerful, exciting concept when you really start to believe it and start to put it in practice. And I hope you're ready to do that. If you want to see all the things that I'm up to, head to the website. That is darylperry.com. That's all I have for you today. I don't have a specific question. If you have thoughts around the episode, let me know. What are your thoughts about being the architect of your own life? How empowering is this for you? So yeah, if you're on Spotify, let me know your thoughts. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.